We join together to worship once more, and soon we hope and we trust that we shall be worshiping together, face to face. Today, we're going to start with an old hymn, "When We Walk with the Lord." Let us come to our wonderful Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, you are a wonderful God. You are the true and only God. You are our God. God of creation, God of life, God of the church, God of the world. O Lord, we worship you. We want to praise you. We want to see that you and you alone are glorified. And so, Lord, we ask that you would help us, that we might serve you faithfully. And Lord, as we serve you, may others see you in us. And may you receive the praise and glory that is so due to you. For you are the only living, powerful and true God. God of creation, God of your word, God of your promises, God of our lives, oh, how wonderful you are. And we praise you, O God. Amen. And now we're going to sing the second hymn, Fight the Good Fight. And I want to just read to you what it says in the second verse. Run the straight race through God's good grace. Lift up thine eyes and seek his face. Life with his before thee lie. Christ is the way and Christ the prize. I picked that run the straight race because the message today is simply, let us win the race.
Our reading today comes from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 16. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
We thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the power of prayer. And we want to begin by thanking you for the wonderful way in which you answer our prayers. We want to thank you that we can come to you at any time, in any place, and you will always be there to hear our prayers. Lord, we know that you are a wise God, and we know that you know what is best for us. And so, Lord, when we pray, we want to say, may your way be done in us. We pray for the world in which we live. We pray for the leaders of the nations. We pray for all the people in any sense of authority. Lord, they need your guidance. They need your wisdom. Lord, we pray that the world that you created will not be spoiled by things that are so disappointing. Lord, we think of the terror that exists in the world. We think of the countries that cannot get on with each other. We think of the violence. Lord, these are the things that must make you weep. But Lord, we pray that they will come to an end and that all people will be willing to live in peace and harmony with each other. Yes, Lord, that's your will, and may your will be done. We pray for our own country. Lord, we thank you for the way that things are going as far as the virus is concerned. We thank you, Lord, that the people that have been dying is now smaller and smaller. We thank you for the vaccination and the way that that has been preventing further disasters. And yet, Lord, we know that's not true in India, and we pray for the people of India, and we pray, Lord, that they will be able to overcome the problem in their country. But Lord, also we pray concerning the relaxation that is happening, and people are going to be allowed to go probably very soon on holiday. And Lord, we pray that people who go away from our country, or people who come into our country, will keep strictly to the regulations that are there. Lord, so much has been done to create peace and to create deliverance from the virus. And we pray, Lord, that we might all be sensible, accept what has been achieved, and not let it come back. Lord, we want victory over this virus. And so, Lord, we realize that we have a responsibility, Lord, to see that we keep to the advice, to the regulations that we are being given. And Lord, we thank you because you have been caring for us throughout all of this time. And Lord, we know that there are many people in need, not just in our country, but throughout the world. We pray, Lord, for the dying, we pray for the bereaved, we pray for the sick, we pray for the homeless, for the unemployed, we pray, Lord, for the housebound, we pray for the lonely, we pray for those who are encountering mental breakdowns. Oh Lord, so many people in need. We pray that you would be with them, and we thank you for all the people that are helping them, Lord. We thank you once again for the NHS. We thank you for our doctors, our nurses, our hospitals, for our fire service, for our ambulance service that are being stretched at this particular time. We pray and thank you for the volunteers, Lord. Oh Lord, so much is being done by people who are just willing to give up their time and meet the need of others. Lord, we pray that as we continue to live in this world, that we might seek at all times to be peaceful and loving. Lord, we want an end to divisions like those that are from one country or another, those that are one colour or another. Lord, we want an end to all that kind of thing. Let us learn, Lord, to love one another. Let us learn to serve one another. Lord, help us to accept one another. So, Lord, will you have your way in all of these things? And we conclude our prayer by offering our lives afresh to you, Lord. Take us, use us, and Lord, may we be faithful to you at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're now going to sing the song, May the Mind of Christ My Saviour. And I want to read to you the last verse, still talking about the race. The last verse says this, May I run the race before me, strong and brave to face the foe, looking only unto Jesus as I onward go.
My Saviour, live in
As I have said, the title for the message, Let Us Win the Race. And we're looking at the reading, Philippians 3, and we're going to look at verses 12 to 16. But I want to begin by sharing something from Hebrews 12 in the first verse, where it says this, Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. You know, as believers, we have the responsibility of running the race and achieving the goals that God has planned for us. So then, what are the essentials for winning the race and one day receiving the reward that is promised to us? I want to suggest, looking at these verses, that these are the essentials. Number one, dissatisfaction. Verses 12 and the beginning of 13, where it says, Not that I have already obtained all this, or already have been made perfect. You see, what it's saying is this, We should never be satisfied with how we are getting on, because there is always room for improvement. Self-satisfaction can hinder our progress, both as an individual and as a church. The second one is devotion. In verse 13, it says this, One thing I do. Now, athletes do not win by having many interests. They need to specialize. Equally, we should not compare ourselves to others. Instead, compare ourselves to Jesus and strive to win the race with pure devotion, following the Master's example. Yes? Let us be devoted. Let us be devoted to the task. I ask this question. Are we truly devoted to the task? Or is it only if and when it pleases us? Number three, direction. Still verse 13, where it says, Forgetting what is past, I strain toward what is ahead. Now, non-believers are controlled by the past. But my friends, a Christian, a true Christian, runs the race by looking forward. You cannot look back any more than an athlete would do so, because by doing that, they would lose ground. And you see, for the believer, the past is gone. A good example of this is Joseph, who after becoming successful, met his brothers and welcomed them into his life, his new life, without bearing any grudges. Show me, Lord, your way. May your will be done. Do we really mean it? Can we accept it without complaining or criticizing? Do Do we go to the leadership or the church meetings, already having consulted others and made up our minds before we gather together to discuss and pray? Our journey ahead is following the direction of our Lord, our Saviour, who himself has won the race and has achieved all that the Father planned for him. And number four is determination. And that comes from verse 14, where it says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. But you know, surely, I press on carries the idea of intense endeavour. You do not win a race by reading books, listening to lectures, or by watching films, or by being a bystander. You win by getting involved and by being determined to win. Do we give up or lose heart when we do not get our own way? Number five is discipline, looking at verses 15 and 16. It is not enough to run and win the race. The runner must also obey the rules. Likewise, in the race of life, we need to strive to be like Jesus, with devotion and determination, following the direction we receive from the Master. Yes, but we must also obey all that is commanded of us. Sure, we might make mistakes along the journey, but we can only grow spiritually. In other words, we can only win the race if we never become satisfied with ourselves, but with devotion and determination, obediently follow the direction we receive from the one that we are following. Oh yes, there's a race to be won. We may find it difficult. We may make mistakes. But we're serving a loving Lord. He knows us. He forgives us. He fills us. He has a purpose for us. So let us follow the direction we receive from him. And to him be the glory, and to him alone. Amen. And now we're going to sing a newer song, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. And let us remember that we are serving our brothers and sisters, but we're serving them in the name of Christ and with the power of the Spirit.
Time of your fear.
May we know the peace of God, that wonderful peace that passes all understanding. And may the blessing of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, be with us and with all those we love, both this day and forevermore. Amen.